USA, you know, those were true. You know, people who had names like that. They were true. You know, outlaw hippies. And they went to this place in Nevada. It's called Olympali Ranch. It's very famous. Mickey Hart has that book called Drumming. That's his barn in Olympali. You know, it's got Peter McCoy, Dan McCoy. He was like this rich hippie, and he just let them, you know, he was like their mentor. He was like, because they weren't making money at that time. They weren't making money. And then it was their big idea to hire the Hells Angels for Altamont.
Too bad about that, huh?
So then we all went to Altamont together. Everybody thinking it was going to be the Woodstock of the West.
It didn't really come out.
Were you there?
No. But I remember I was publicized.
It didn't really come out that it was a disaster until like about 3 or 4 days later. And then, gradually became apparent that somebody had been killed there.
So you were there and weren't aware that it was a disaster while you were there?
Yeah. And you could see there were the Hells Angels were on these big buses, and they had these six, tall boys.
Yes.
They're just throwing them as far as they could. You want a beer? And so the beer would go like, 40 or 50 yards, and somebody would be going, bang.
Getting good.
And it's just like, a full tall boy. And they were just laughing their asses off doing that. And some of my people were saying, somebody stop them. And I said, okay, you stop them.
Stop it.
So that's where that song, New Speedway Boogie.
Yeah.
It's about Altamont.
Yeah.
Spend a little time on the mountain, spend a little time on the hill. Please don't dominate the rap jack. Jumpin' Jack Flash. You got nothing good to say.
He didn't either. Jagger was just dumbfounded up there.
It was this big bowl, so there was like this really high part, the mountain. So I spent a little time on the mountain. Then there was a smaller part. I spent a little time on the hill. But then there was this down there. You just knew
not to go there.
Not to go down there. Yeah. It was like anybody with any sense. Except if you were drawn to go see the Rolling Stones. But right about 3 o'clock, the Burrito Brothers came out, and that's where I saw Graham Parsons live.
And that's probably the only few people ever did.
And that's like, that was worth the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm sure.
She's the devil in disguise. You can see it in her eyes.
I got the CD out in the truck.
She's telling hooded lies. Then the Jefferson Airplane came out, and they got jumped by the pool.
Marty Dowell got beat up.
That's how that happened, through field glasses, though.
Close enough.
But that's far away from the strip.